Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, I'm Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll try to discuss the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم أولم يروا إلى الأرض كم أنبتنا فيها من كل زوج كريم
Did they not look at the earth? How much we have produced therein from every noble kind?
The seventh verse of this chapter starts saying أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَمْ أَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجٍ كَرِيمٍ Do they not look at the earth, how many of every noble kind we have caused to grow in it? Brothers and sisters, as you were with us, the previous verses discussed about the pagans' aversion to divine religious verses and how they got away from the path of the Almighty Allah, this gradual process of being misled from the truth. So they forgot about the Holy Quran. Now, this verse starts talking about another aspect of their denial. This concerned verse talks about their aversion to genetic verses, to Almighty Allah's signs in the universe. Not only did they pay no attention to the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, but also they deprived themselves of watching the signs of the truth around them. So at first it says, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى الْأَرْضِ Do they not look at the earth? كَمْ أَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجٍ كَرِيمٍ How many of the noble kind we caused to grow in it? Of course, it is worthy to pay attention to the Arabic word zawj in this verse. Most of the commentators believe that this word in this verse means kind and type, and the word azwaj means types and kinds. But I think we can also assume the famous meaning of zawj, which comes to mind before any other meanings, and that is mate. So it may refer to the conjugality of plants. In the ancient times, men had somehow found out that some plants have female and male kinds, and pollination has been used to fertilize them, somehow make them more fruitful. This matter about palm tree was perfectly known to men because they were living with these palm trees. For the first time, it was a Swedish botanist that could discover the issue of sex in the world of plants. He found out that this is a general rule and plants are fertilized like most animals. That is, he can fertilize them by joining male semen with female seed and then they produce more fruit. However, many centuries before these scientists, the Holy Quran has frequently mentioned the subject of conjugality in plants, and this is one of the scientific miracles of the Holy Quran. We'll be back with you after a short break. على مر الزمان تألقا
وأضاء للدنيا طريقا. We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
So, we were discussing the seventh verse of this chapter. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَمْ أَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجٍ كَرِيمٍ. Do they not look at the earth and how many of the noble kind we have caused to grow in it? We discussed the meaning of the word زَوْج. And now it is time to discuss the word Kareem. Min kulli zawjin Kareem. The Arabic word Kareem, or noble, means everything that is valuable. It is sometimes applied to man, and sometimes to plants, and sometimes it is used even to qualify a letter, such as the words of the queen concerning the letter of Prophet Solomon, when she said, "There has been thrown unto me a noble letter." The purpose of a plant that is Kareem is the plants which are beneficial and they are good. Of course, each plant has got some benefits, and by development of science, this fact gets more and more clear. But the fact that the Holy Quran talks about the Kareem Zawj, talks about one specific zawj, or one specific type, or better say, one specific mate for the animals, this is a specific thing, and this can be considered as one of the other miracles of the Holy Quran. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode of the program. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
When faith begins.